Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't like these studies with men versus women. You know, I don't, because, you know, men are better at this, women are better at this. When we talk about it, it starts to divide people. I love the idea of discussing differences, but we have another headline saying patients do better when they see a woman doctor more than a male doctor. And I know I'm a female doctor, you know, so I would be benefiting from this sort of headline, but all of a sudden I feel like, oh gosh, yeah, it just makes people don't like to hear divisiveness. I mean, maybe politicians do or activists do, but for me, it's I want to know everything's copacetic. But when it comes to, though, these studies saying that patients do better, less death, less mortality, shorter hospitalization stay, it is worth investigating. You know, where exactly is this data coming from? Why? What is the difference between a female doctor and a male doctor? I do not want to see anything saying one person is better than the other, and one gender is better than the other, and one creed is better than the other. I don't like that. But when these studies come up, it is worth investigating, going, what's going on here? So this is a study that was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and they said that those who were treated by a female physician may live longer and have a reduced risk of hospitalization. Now, they looked at 700,000 Medicare beneficiaries, 65 years of age and older, who had been hospitalized between 2016 and 2019. The mortality rate was 8.15% for female patients treated by female physicians, but 8.3% for those treated by male physicians. A smaller uptick in a percentage, but significant. And so Dr. Shauna Johnson, this is being reported in Fox News, said that the findings are clinically significant as the difference translates into an additional 1,053 female deaths. So why? Well, one, I remember hearing these studies when I was going to school. One was, well, women are more empathetic. Okay, like I've been around women. Okay, I've got more empathy for men than women. I'm not trying to stereotype, but there's this you know, myth that women are so motherly and this, and I, look, I've been around some, you know, yeah. I've had men be more. In fact, when I was in training, I would hear the women residents complain about the pregnant women who were in labor making noise more than the men. Are like, oh, what do you need? What do you need? And they're like, oh, come on, I didn't yell that much when I was pregnant. I'm like, are you kidding me? They're trying to do this without an epidural. So I really don't want to use that as the theory behind this. But maybe it is a different approach. Maybe there is a different approach. I mean, for me, I would hug my patients. I would cry with my patients. I might listen more. I'm not saying that men don't listen. I've had male patients listen more, but maybe on the whole, this might be happening. Is it that, you know, like for me, I don't really mind if it's a female or male, unless it's somebody I work with. I don't want them to see me naked if I work with them, type of thing. But I like the in and out. Get me in and out. And, you know, maybe some female physicians were, you know, hired because they could be that, well, let's talk about this. Well, how are your periods? Well, how are, you know, what's going on? Do you have cramps? Do you, a lot of male doctors with all the sort of, you know, litigious landscape now of, well, you assaulted the patient or you did this or you were, you know, they might be like, okay, I got to get through this part of the exam as quickly as possible before somebody could accuse me of something going wrong. Whereas, you know, when I've seen female physicians, they talk to me and we're just talking. And I don't want to stereotype with it, but maybe there is something to this where if a female goes to a male doctor, he has female doctors are doing this too, but not all female doctors, but male doctors will always have a chaperone. But when they have a chaperone, that chaperone is busy. They're pulling a staff person into the room so they have that witness. Okay, so nobody touched you inappropriately, etc. Well, oftentimes they're not. That chaperone has things to do. And so they're not going to have the chaperone sit there and be a part of a very, very long conversation because they need to get that chaperone back to chaperoning something else or whatever, you know. And so maybe a very interesting study would be looking at the time spent per patient. If a female is spending more time than a male with a patient, then that might be what we're looking at. Are we looking at, well, if you spend more time with patients, they'll be less likely to need hospitalizations? Are you asking the right questions? Now, I really don't like this whole male versus female. They also say there was one study saying that females are more likely to adhere to clinical guidelines than males. Now, I haven't seen that. I've had male physicians report the guidelines just like anybody else, but they say they think females are better at, you know, reading the map and following rules, that kind of thing. And there was another study that said male physicians may underestimate pain, GI symptoms, and heart symptoms when experienced by women. Now, this is something that has been studied, where we used to think heart attacks were all about the chest pain and the left arm discomfort, but we've learned that you could be nauseated, you could have a toothache, you could be a little dizzy, you could be shortness of breath. Don't always look for the chest pain. So most doctors, male and women, understand that if somebody comes in short of breath, we're checking the heart. If somebody comes in with nausea, we're checking the heart. If somebody comes in dizzy, we're checking the heart. We're not waiting for you to have chest pain radiating to the left arm. We're not, you know, now if you do have crushing chest pain, yes, we're obviously your cardiac issue is at the top of our differential, but we know that nausea and other things could be cardiac related. So I think the average doctor would be doing that. But, you know, is there anything about, you know, womanly intuition and all that? I don't know. I'm not even ready to venture that, but it's an interesting study nonetheless. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is a question I've gotten. And we've spoken about this before, but I don't know. Some of you are going camping. Some of you may just decide to go out in the woods, do your own thing. And survivalists will sometimes comment on what to do if you don't have water, if you don't have food. What can you eat? You got protein in your nails. You have things you excrete. Can you eat them and survive? Can you eat your boogers and survive? Can you drink your urine and survive? can you eat your poop and survive? So I don't recommend any of that, obviously, but it's a conversation worth discussing. Okay, so let's start with your nails. Okay, so your nails are made of protein, although this nail broke, so it also has a Band-Aid on it. These are a very, you know, keratin, not very nutritionally significant. And sometimes the work it takes to digest your nails and to soften them and to knead saliva might actually hurt you, because you, in order to get something like this digested, you need to soften it, and it might require more of your body's water than you need to. So I'm going to say ixnay on the nails. I would not eat your nails. Now, what about eating your boogers? So your boogers, So boogers, interestingly, all right, they have dried mucus, and mucus has water in it. It has salt. There's some protein component. Some believe there's even a little bit of vitamin C and some calcium in it. Not very caloric, but if you decide to eat your boogers, okay, this is you're starving. You have nothing to eat. Your boogers are salty. Eating something salty, remember, when you are dying and or starving and dehydrating, you got to conserve your fluid. So you don't want to take anything that's hyperosmolar. You don't want something more salty because it's going to require fluid. Now, you might think that your nasal drainage is going to be, most likely if you're dehydrated, I think your nose, is going to dry up a little bit too, which means your boogers are going to be and your mucus is going to be very concentrated, which means you're going to be eating something salty, something gummy. That's going to, again, require a water content for your body to try and digest it. You know, is there a little bit of protein? Yes. But what kills you first? The dehydration over the starvation. So me personally, I would say no. Another thing also to think about is your boogers have dust. It has dead viral particles, bacterial particles, live bacterial particles. You know, do you really want to, in this situation, introduce pathogens that are parasites? I'd almost rather you blow your nose than eat it. But so my vote on eating boogers would be an absolute no. Now, in terms of your urine, and this is a fascinating concept because there has been a lot of debate on, well, you have water in your urine. Most of your urine is water. Okay. But one thing to think about is how we make urine is your blood goes through the kidneys, and the kidneys has to decide what it wants to keep and what it doesn't. What the kidney does not want in your body, it dumps. If the kidney thinks it is bad for your body, it puts it in the urine. Now, you might have some individuals that lose protein because their kidneys are failing, and you're like, I really could use that protein back. But for the most part, the kidney will dump what you shouldn't have in your body. It will also, if you're dehydrating, slow down on the water. Dumping water. That's why when you're dehydrated, you don't pee that much. So if you are making a little bit of urine, that is going to be such a highly, highly concentrated amount of salts and nitrates and also there's bacteria and other things, ammonia, that you're not going to hydrate with it. In fact, if you drink that, you could dehydrate faster. That's why people say don't drink seawater, because it's so salty, it's going to dehydrate you more. People forget that hydration isn't all about bringing in the water. It's balancing the salts. And you could actually worsen things by adding more salt. And so, for me, I would say a big no. You know, urea, chloride, ammonium, creatinine, these are things that I somebody would say, but you know what, Dahlia, you're about to die. You're about to die, you have 5 minutes to live. Should you swig the urine? I mean, if you really, really think you are on the verge of, you know, nobody's coming, then you want to just try to buy yourself another couple minutes. But from a strategy standpoint, we usually don't recommend drinking urine. I'd rather you cut open a plant and suck on that, or a bug, or something else. Which then brings us to our poop. How healthy is your poop? Can you eat your poop? All right, so feces. Feces also is made of water, okay? Diarrhea, more water. Constipated, less water. And so your feces is made of 75% water, 25% solid matter. I'm getting this from Britannica. 30% of your solid matter of your poop is bacteria, old dead bacteria. 30% consists of indigestible food matter such as cellulose. 10 to 20% is cholesterol and other fats. 10 to 20% is inorganic substances like calcium phosphate, iron phosphate, and then there's a little bit of protein. You got cell debris, you got bile, you got mucus stuff, and then you got, of course, the sulfide, mercaptans, and chemicals that were released from the bacteria breakdown. So, your poop, can you eat your poop? Well, remember what we just said. Inorganic, undigestible cellulose. Things that your body could not find nutritious and worth keeping ends up in your poop. So if you're thinking you're going to recycle and eat that to survive, you got another thing coming. Because if your body couldn't use it the first time around, there's a really good chance that the body can't use it the second time around. Now, somebody could say, yeah, but there's water. Dr. Dahlia, you're getting the water so you can hydrate yourself by eating your poop. No, because, again, it's concentrated. This isn't a slushy, okay? This is concentrated. So now you're putting in you things that are clogging you up, salting you up. Again, you're going to need, I'm vomiting just thinking about this. But, okay, let's call it chocolate cake. Can we call it chocolate cake? Let's just call it chocolate cake, otherwise I'm going to make myself sick. But trying to eat your own chocolate cake, sadly, can put yourself at other, if you're insoluble, the reason why we use insoluble fiber to help bulk you up and help you with your constipation is because we know you're not going to absorb it in your small intestine, so it's going to get to your, so let's talk about constipation like we did yesterday. We have you eat insoluble fiber because we know it's going to go through. We know you're not going to digest it. It's going to make it into the colon, and then it's going to draw more fluid. So you don't want to put anything in your body that's going to suck out more of your body's water. You need that water. And constipation is probably your least worry if you're starving. So the answer to can you eat your poop, that's a no also. So you can't eat, don't eat your hair. I wouldn't recommend eating your hair because I have issues with my hair where when I do get it in my mouth, I can't swallow it, and then I feel like I have to choke it up. And another thing, too, that you have to understand is if you do eat any of these things that make you sick, just thinking about it makes you sick, and you might vomit. If you drink your urine or eat your poop, you might vomit. You don't want to be vomiting if you're starving and dehydrating. Now you're losing even more fluid. If your body thinks that it is going to be at higher risk, it is going to try to dump, and you don't want your body to have any extra work. So your body has to conserve. Now, of course, if you're out in the sun, find shade. You're going to have to find shade any way you can, whether it's putting clothes on you or mud or whatever. We talk about survival and how to make yourself known that you're out there. But I hope that answers your question. Don't be eating your nails, your hair, your boogers, your stool, your urine, unless you really feel like you are on your last 2 minutes. But do you really want that as your last meal? 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Severe weather is continuing to threaten the central United States today. Large hail, heavy downpours, and isolated tornadoes are possible from the Texas Panhandle to southern Nebraska. If you plan on traveling this summer, listen up as the airline is putting new rules if your flight is canceled.
Airlines will soon be required to provide refunds for canceled and significantly delayed flights. The Department of Transportation announcing new rules Wednesday that mandate automatic cash refunds if a flight is canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. Additionally, refunds for checked bag fees will be mandatory if a passenger's luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours. Airlines have 6 months to comply with the new rules.
Ryan Daniels with that report. This is USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So all eyes are on this bird flu virus. And I know many people feel that, you know, government loves to have a crisis. They like to get us all worked up. Me being in the sciences and being in medicine, I want us to be aware. I don't think we need to panic. I don't think we need to do some of the stupid that we did during COVID and being as underprepared as we were and then making the wrong decisions. I think we need to learn from that. And so I don't mind when we look at bird flu, which has affected much of our poultry, has been found in goats and cows, and we've had some humans that have been infected with it, but luckily did well. I don't think anybody died in America with it. I think we should be proactive. Don't think we need to panic, but I think we need to be proactive and understand that we could have another pandemic if this does allow to mutate to the point where humans can get it and then give it to other humans. Well, the latest news has found that the bird flu virus was found in grocery store milk. It has been confirmed in domestic livestock in 33 herds across 8 states, but being found in grocery store milk makes people feel uneasy. The FDA, however, says this is not going to be a risk to humans. They looked at samples of pasteurized milk on grocery store shelves, and they found that they had tested positive for remnants of the bird flu virus. The FDA stressed that because these are remnants, and keep in mind the milk was pasteurized, these are not live virus particles. This is inactivated. So, because it's not the actual virus. So when somebody says the virus was found, the question I always have is it virus in its entirety, active living virus, or are they dead particle pieces? So when they say bird flu found in milk, they're talking about pieces inactivated, can't work, can't do anything. So the bird flu is known as H5N1. Known as the highly pathogenic avian influenza. It is very contagious in animals, deadly in poultry. If cattle get it, it could affect their lactation, which is why we might see it in milk. Also, a cow might have low appetite. There might be some other symptoms. I don't think it kills the cow, but farmers and officials are culling animals infected with it. I don't know how many cows have died, but I know they have culled birds. Culled is, I think, a nice word for, killing, to not allow there to be spread. Now, the FDA and U.S. Department of Agriculture said that commercial milk supply is safe because of the pasteurization process. So, pasteurization involves heating to a specific temperature, but then also rapidly cooling. And that process ends up, not only the heating, but then the rapid cool down kills harmful bacteria and viruses. So pasteurized milk is the milk we always recommend you drink, because unpasteurized milk could be dirty and in terms of viruses and bacteria. Even though we as moms will breastfeed with unpasteurized milk, when it comes to cows, we could be picking up other stuff that we don't want. So we have been using pasteurization for over 100 years, and so I think it is right now still a good defense. However, all right, for it to show up in milk, has it been in milk? Have other viruses and things been in milk? I mean, if we're not looking for it, do we find it? Now that we're looking for it, and we're like, these cows had it, now let's check the milk. Some people say, well, now look, it's already moving to our milk. What if it's been a part of our milk for a while? It's just now we're looking for it. So I don't know if they check milk for bird flu, and they've been doing that for hundreds of years. I don't think so. So officials with the FDA and the USDA had previously said milk from affected cattle did not enter the commercial supply. Milk from sick animals is diverted and destroyed. So then the next question we have is, how is this on grocery store shelves? Well, to me, that means they didn't find the cattle. If the cattle and their milk, was caught at an appropriate time, then that means there's other cows slipping through the cracks. Or the virus was in the cow before it got caught, and the milk had already gotten shipped. So They say FDA officials did not indicate how many samples they tested and where they were obtained. The agency has been evaluating milk during processing and from grocery stores, officials said. Results of additional tests are expected in the next few days to weeks. So the PCR lab test the FDA used would have detected viral genetic material even if the virus was killed. So that's how they're picking it up. They're able to pick up pieces. So they don't think it's infectious. But this, you know, virus has been confirmed in domestic livestock in 33 herds across multiple states. Idaho, New Mexico, Texas, South Dakota, Kansas, Michigan, Ohio, North Carolina. And so this is a big concern. In the animal and farming world and livestock world, this is huge. And when something like this affects livestock and you have to divert, dump, kill, throw out, now that changes the supply and prices go up. So the longer this goes on, the higher the prices are for our poultry, for our milk, and other things. If milk now has to go through a much higher screening process, that $3.59 gallon of milk, which I really think is ridiculous that we're spending $3 to $4 for a gallon of milk, trust me, it's going to go up. So, you know, do I think it being in the milk is a threat? No. What I think is we have something that is so, you know, when you have a virus that has been going on for some time now and able to infect multiple entities, not only birds, but other animals, it's a matter of time where it could then infect humans. Now, those humans that have gotten it, from what I understand, mild symptoms. I think there was a prison inmate in 2022, according to Fox News. He was killing infected birds on a Colorado poultry farm as part of his work program, caught the bird flu, only symptom was fatigue, he recovered. So right now it's mild, but can it mutate? Can it turn into something else? Are there nefarious agents and countries saying, okay, this is something. We already have a vector, we got birds, let's tinker with this. Infect the birds and let it fly all over. And I'm not accusing any country, but you bet your butt, if this is something that is worrying lots of countries in terms of their livestock, then it's in a lab somewhere. And they're going to be testing what antivirals we have to treat it. So while they're testing it, could they accidentally and inadvertently be doing gain-of-function research? Gain-of-function research is where you purposefully take a pathogen, virus, fungi, bacteria, prion, tinker with it to turn it into a weapon. But I do believe that, you know, if China is deemed to be 100% innocent in this whole COVID fiasco, that you just holding on to a pathogen in your lab is enough to cause it to alter and mutate. It's not in its natural habitat. And that it might itself start to conform. You know, because it doesn't get to be in the body of a bird. It doesn't get to spread. It doesn't get to, so it might mutate in other ways to survive. So do I think bird flu could be a major issue later? Absolutely. Do I think we need to panic now? No. Do I think we need to tighten up our protocols? Absolutely. And I think we need to kind of understand that if we do have milk, very easy. I think we should be testing a lot of milk. And then you could trace back to the cow it came from, and then you know what farm that cow was on. And you could epidemiologically go back and trace it and figure it out, but that's what they need to do. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with this election coming up, and of all the pressing problems we have, there's so many. One of the ones that is on the top of people's minds is what's happening with the border. And the numbers of migrants coming in, legally, illegally, the wolves in sheep's clothing, could be cartel, people from countries that usually aren't really hip on allowing people out of their country to just go. And so you start to kind of wonder, did they escape or are they sent here on purpose? And so there's a very interesting poll that has come out, reported by the New York Post, saying more than half of Americans support mass deportations of illegal migrants. I think we need to talk about that, especially from a healthcare standpoint. So more than half of Americans, including Democrats, 42% of Democrats, back mass deportations of illegal immigrants. 51% of those polled said they would support booting, quote-unquote, the undocumented immigrants. This is according to an Axios Vibes survey by the Harris poll. In addition, a large number, 30% of Democrats and 46% of Republicans, signaled support for ending birthright citizenship, which is guaranteed under the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Meaning if you're born here, you know, despite people coming here illegally, you're American. So, asked what the greatest fear was surrounding illegal immigrants. Why are you afraid of illegal immigrants? 21% of those surveyed cited surging crime rates, drugs, and violence as their main concern. Meanwhile, 32% said the Biden administration was most responsible for the current border crisis plaguing the country. So 32% said he was most responsible. I hope that doesn't mean 68% think it was another president, because, yeah. And so more than 7 million migrants have been encountered by U.S. Customs and Border Protection since Biden took office. I'm reading that there were 8 million that have come in. So these are the ones that have been clocked and processed in terms of who were encountered. We're assuming many more, like the gotaways, they call them. For this fiscal year, we're already nearing 1 million. Now, Biden is blaming Trump. He says it's because he's not letting them pass the bipartisan border security. I'm a little confused by that. I'm not trying to be partisan here, but the wall was requested by border security and customs, and the wall was working, and Biden stopped production of the wall day one. He doesn't need Congress to say, my bad, go back and do the wall. In fact, he in some parts allowed wall to be built. So this doesn't have to rely on that. Not to mention, why is this bill full of all sorts of other stuff? I mean, if he wants a one-line bill saying, okay, I need approval to put money to the border, this money, then that could be one page. It doesn't have to be, have all sorts of other things stuck in it. I think Ukraine funding was mixed in it and other. Look, we got a border crisis. This needed to be done in 2021. Or you reverse your reversal of some of the Trump policies. Anyway, the Harris poll was taken in March and April. It surveyed 6,200 U.S. adults, plus or minus 1.5 percentage points. So it was an interesting poll, but we really need to be very practical about how that's going to look. You know, being a physician, if you have somebody that walks into your ER, and I have, when I've done ER, patient comes in, I don't really care about their status. You know, they're human. I'm going to treat them. And when somebody says, but you can't do that, you should kick them out, a sick individual in America can make other people sick. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You know, my job as a doctor is to make sure we take care of everybody. Would it be nice to not have, you know, a situation where you're overwhelmed, where we have plenty of hospitals for everybody? Yes. Well, how do you do that? Well, you make sure you match hospital beds and medical infrastructure to the growing population. But this is not statistical and predictable population growth. This is all of a sudden we have 10,000 more people than we expected to coming into this one ER. These are the things that are causing these hospitals that don't have money and these migrants can't pay to need federal assistance so they don't go under. And meanwhile, you have Americans going, I can't even get to the hospital. I can't even get to the medical clinic or the urgent care. There's no room. They're even stopping taking more patients, and I just can't even get into line. So I do believe that the number is going to grow where there's going to be a call by America to say, you know, remove the extra population or build more to absorb it. Since building more to absorb it is going to cost more and add to the deficit, you're going to have more Americans saying, you're out of here. But how would that look, though? You know, it's very easy to say, you came here illegally, you shouldn't have come here, you have to leave. Very easy to say. And I think a lot of people will agree with what the poll said. You snuck in, you didn't go through customs, you didn't go through the proper channels, you didn't go to your court date, you're not seriously wanting to become a law-abiding American, you're out. Let's say that's how people feel. How does that look? We have to then increase ICE, would have to increase the staffing for immigration. They would have to then go in, pull the child out of school, take the parents, find the family, arrest them. Then what do they send them on their way? Do they dump them off? Do they give them food? What is that process going to look like? If we have millions of people that came in illegally, and even more, how does that look? How does that work? And then is that going to shoot the GOP in the foot when you see kids pulled out of school and arrested? You know, this is very, very tricky. And then if somebody says, well, as long as they have a kid, they could stay. Well, now, I mean, I like kids. It's not the kids' fault that the parents made the trek. And again, some of these parents are making the trek to avoid getting killed by the cartel or criminal elements from their countries. I mean, I'm a daughter of an immigrant. I get immigration, and I'm very, very grateful we have an immigration policy. The problem is this was a free-for-all. And many people took advantage of a president that didn't actually not even take advantage. He said, come on in. So how do we arrest and deport somebody who, I know Kamala Harris said, don't come. I mean, that was really forceful. So people came. Like, it looks like Biden has an open border. So is it just that there's going to be messaging where, look, guys, you know, in 6 months or 8 months or 10 months, you'll be deported if you come here. So do you really want to get here? But I don't see how realistically that's going to happen without there being this big, huge, you know, cry of look what you guys are doing. This is a humanitarian crisis. This is why I think Biden or whoever's behind Biden knew exactly what they were doing. Once these people come in, it's a lot harder to get them out. And so that border is not going to be sealed. It's not going to be sealed until they feel they have enough votes. But you're playing with people's lives. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.